Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Hard cider has become increasingly popular in Vermont with the advent of a number of new makers over the last 5-6 years. But reach back a few decades and you'll find some earlier makers, including Flag Hill Farm in Verchere. Here to talk hard cider is Melissa Pasadena. She's a freelance journalist and food editor of Vermont Life magazine. Melissa, always great to have you back at the VPR Cafe.
Delicious to be here, Rick.
Tell us about the founders of Flag Hill Farm and what brought them to Vermont.
Yeah, I'd been hearing and I had chatted with them over the years, but I had never actually been there, and I managed to get down there this summer. Sabra Ewing and Sebastian Lusada, they came to Vermont in the early 80s together after meeting in college in Maine. Sebastian's originally from England and Sabra's from the Cape, but she actually went to the mountain school in Verchere, which is how she had her first connection there. And they bought an old homestead with a couple dozen apple trees, and they were going to raise their family and make a life for themselves there.
Now, cider was not their original business. What were they doing pre-cider?
Well, a couple interesting things. The first thing they did was they were going to raise Angora goats, and Sabra got some goats from Texas, and she thought she'd raise them for mohair. Then they sort of fell into, believe it or not, the exotic bird business. This is a brief but funny story. They were in Mexico. Because Sebastian has dual nationality, there was some issue at the border, so they ended up having to stay there for a little while. And they were in the warehouse of all things that have been taken from people that aren't supposed to go across the border, and they found parrots. And for some reason, they decided to bring the parrots back to Vermont, and they started a very successful business in captive bred parrots, which were apparently unusual back at that time. But then the cost of heat got too expensive and competition, blah, blah. So then in 1996, they decided to make hard cider, not necessarily as a business. They had apples. Sebastian had made homemade wine. I mean, his family had when he was a kid. No one really knew what it was in Vermont. They said, you know, in the beginning we'd do tastings and people would be giving it to their kids thinking it was sweet cider. So which is one of the reasons that they call their cider, cider with a Y, to indicate that it is different from cider with an I, because it is all alcoholic, very dry style, more British style cider than perhaps we're used to.
How'd they learn about cider with a Y making?
So when they started, they said there were still older local Vermonters who were making it just in their basements. You know, it was the original alcohol of New England, well, and in fact, of the colonies pretty much, because we had apples and you could ferment them into cider easily without adding a whole lot of stuff. They could also get oak barrels for very cheap back then. That's not the case nowadays. So they'd split a barrel with friends. And interestingly enough, I'm sure listeners know who Annie Proulx is, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author. She lived in Verchere at the time with her then-husband, and they had co-authored a book on cider making in 1980, and it was the go-to. And I don't have it here in the studio, but I did order one. I thought, how come I don't have that? So they would basically press a mix of wild apples and orchard apples from friends' orchards, add about 15 pounds of sugar to each barrel, and then just sort of let it do its thing, natural fermentation. Sebastian said in the spring when the bubbling slowed down, and that means one bubble every 30 seconds. I don't know how they could see that, but okay. It was time to bottle it. And in the old-fashioned style, they put one raisin in each bottle, which I think is more tradition than much of anything else. Theoretically, it gives a little jolt of sugar and maybe has some natural yeasts.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is food writer Melissa Pasadena. We're talking about hard cider making in Vermont. Melissa, like you said, you visited Flag Hill Farm for the first time just recently. So describe what you found there.
Well, first of all, although the website says they welcome visitors, I can't imagine many people end up there. It is literally on the edge of a mountain, beautiful view of the White Mountains. You basically feel like you're on a logging road for the lowest bit, and I was quite convinced I was going to go off the edge of the mountain. But we went to the edge of the mountain, and there was their house. So it's beautiful. And they have a big old barn, which on the top floor is where the parrots were once bred. And now in the bottom, they have sort of more some more modern equipment. And they have a corner that's got straw bale insulation, partly because they are where they are, but also because of their approach to life. It's all off-grid. They have a generator. They have solar power. And they have an orchard, of course.
Well, tell us about their apples and their fermentation process.
So at this point, their orchard, which is several hundred trees, has about 89 different varieties. Some of those are ones they've planted, some were there from the beginning, and some they've grafted from other trees they found in the wild or from friends. They press apples from about 500 trees, which includes other trees from friends. Their cider is organic, so they're managing all of their orchard organically, as is their friend. And they always planned on that. They were among the only people who were growing apples organically when I first chatted with them, which is probably 12 years ago. That's changed a little bit. But you can only do that if you don't really care what the apples look like, because they're not going to look pretty, though they may taste great. So Sebastian said they get more sunlight up on the mountain. There's thin soil there because it's the top of a mountain. Also because of organic, and they're not adding, you know, any artificial fertilizers, chemical fertilizers, I should say. The apples are small, but highly concentrated flavors, super high sugar content, which is all good for the cider. They prune for good branch structure, and they do use some organic amendments to help keep the apples healthy. In terms of harvesting, they put tarps under the trees and they climb and, I quote, shake the bejesus out of the tree, which I love. They also use something called a panking pole to, you know, hit the branches and get the apples off. And this does not hurt the trees, just in case anyone is worried about the trees. And they now do all their pressing for juice on site. They used to actually schlep everything down the mountain to some friends who had a press, but now they do it there. There are all sorts of great words, all old English words. The apples sit in what's called a tump, which basically means a big pile, to soften so that they're sort of more mature and the flavors develop. And when they're soft, they're called daddicky, doty, or mosey, depending on the level of softness. Those are all old English words. Then they press and they blend for balanced aroma, acidity, complexity, tannins. But the flavor, it's just the apples. They're not adding anything other than sugar and sometimes some yeast. They ferment for 1 to 1.5 years, and then they bottle. And they have three different kinds. They're all dry, as I mentioned. One is sparkling, made with the champagne method, and one is flat, and then one, or still, they don't call it flat, sorry, still, and then sapsucker, which is an extra dry. And they all come in 750 milliliter bottles, so not like, you know, small beer cans or bottles.
Melissa Passanen is a freelance journalist, the food editor of Vermont Life magazine. Thanks again for joining us at the VPR Cafe.
Always good to be here, Rick.